Let's go to Michael in Idaho listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Michael, your question for Tim.
Hey, hi, you guys. I'm listening to you guys at work all the time. I love you.
Thank you.
The question I have is this. A number of years ago, I'll say 10, I don't really remember, my daughter asked me, you know, during the Mass, when we say out before Holy Communion, gosh, darn it, my brain.
That's all right. I think I know the part you're going to say, the Lord, I am not worthy.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for you did that because I'm kind of had a brain injury, so I can't remember a lot of things.
Oh, that's fine.
Trying to get out.
So the whole thing is, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Explain that to me. I guess is what I'm asking.
What is that?
Right. It's a great question, Michael. And here's the key. We are not worthy in a strict sense to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, because this gift is beyond us. This is such an, because it's the gift of God Himself incarnate. And so when we pray, Lord, I am not worthy, that's what we're saying. We know apart from Him, apart from His power acting in me and through me, I'm not worthy. I could never be worthy. But the good news is, I think it's Colossians chapter 1, right around verse 12, where the scripture says God has made us fit or worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. That's a beautiful text of scripture, but note, I put the emphasis on He has made us worthy, right? It's His power in us that has made us worthy to be able to partake in what the saints in heaven partake in all the time, right? That is the fullness of the presence of God. So it is at the same time true to say, apart from Him, I'm not worthy. But at the same time to then acknowledge by His grace, if I have no mortal sin in my soul, He has made me worthy to be able to receive. But even that worthiness is a gift. You know, and we have to remember that, because without His grace, we still wouldn't be worthy, right? And it, like our final salvation as well. We're not worthy to go to heaven, never will be apart from His grace. But in the end, if we are faithful unto death, He gives us the power to be made worthy. It's a beautiful thought. But Michael, you would emphasize to your daughter, we always have to remember the fact that we're not worthy on our own. That keeps us close to Him and acknowledging that we need Him to be able to be made worthy.
Okay, Michael?
Okay, this... not quite answered the question, or I can't answer it right. She was asking me, what is the word?
Oh, but only say the word.
It didn't matter to me.
I got
you. She was asking, well, what is that word, Ben? And I'm going,
yes.
And I couldn't answer it, and I don't think a priest answered it either. So
yeah. Okay. Well,
that confused me when she asked me that question.
Well, the word is simply God's word. And so you can tell her that in Jesus Christ there is one word, okay? He is the word of the Father. He is the infinite word. This is why, in a sense, God only speaks once, right? Because Jesus is the complete, the infinite word of the Father. So everything else, all of our dogmas and doctrines and everything that we teach flows from that reality of the one Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in a sense, what we're saying is only say the Word, Jesus, and my soul shall be healed. Now that entails, of course, everything that the Catholic Church teaches to be revealed by God, including, for example, I can't receive the Eucharist if I have mortal sin on my soul, right? Well, if I have mortal sin on my soul, there's no amount of words I could speak to make myself worthy. No, I need a sacrament. That's why you don't receive communion if you have mortal sin in your soul, right? That's all contained in that one word. But in simple terms, that's what I would say to your daughter. Say the word, Jesus, because He is the Word, and Jesus will heal your soul.